John Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen for part two of the Radican Audio Showcase for Saturday, November 15th, 2008. Derek, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Sean. Getting ready for UFC, whatever, 91 tonight. Lesnar, Couture, how can you not be excited for that?
I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome show. Coordination with UFC and Couture Lesnar, we are unveiling our MMATorch.com mobile site in just a matter of short hours.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, but the real news, and people may not have listened to our ROH update earlier, is that you joined Facebook and James Caldwell has changed his status from single to in a relationship. And,
yes.
Rumor has it that he's known this girl for a while, and they made it official last night. So, very excited for James and this new endeavor of his. What are your thoughts?
What do you mean made it official? He's ready to announce that he's in a relationship or engaged? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Like, in a relationship.
He had a girlfriend until last night? I mean, how long do you have to go out with somebody before you admit you're dating them? What type of thing is that?
Well, you did. I mean, it's been a long time for you, but I don't know when.
I said I watch wrestling to people, but, you know, after the second date, I'll tell people, yeah, I'm dating this person, not I'm still single.
Oh, I guess, I don't know. Maybe she met the parents.
Are we saying he's engaged, or we're just saying that he's finally admitting?
He's admitting he has a girlfriend, I believe.
Okay. Huh. Has anyone seen it? Is Mike Rowan Suicide Watch?
I don't know. Maybe this is why the Caldwell and Rowe podcast has been on hiatus for so long. He's been seeing other people, and Rowe is left out in the dust again.
Facebook destroys yet another wrestling audio show.
I saw that.
The East Coast Audio Boys, stay away from that website.
I saw that someone, M. Rowe, I don't know if that's Mike or not, comment on his status, and it's just an angry face, like one of those emoticons.
I guess James is going to get poked by Mike Rowe. <Benjamin Moore. laughs>
You actually get notifications that say you have been poked.
Website.
Whoever came up with that.
It changed our life, and you just clued me in 2 minutes before this show that the Torch has a free message board forum, and right now I'm halfway reading a thread that just totally trashes our audio podcast show. So it's been quite the last 2 days on the internet for me.
It's an earth-shattering experience, but it's been a newsworthy week. James Caldwell debuted his Caldwell Media something.
Media Club, yeah.
Caldwell's Media Club. I had to convince him to change it. He wanted to call it his book club. I said, how can you call it a book club when you're reviewing a DVD?
It's from the guy who dubbed The Taint.
Well, The Taint is groundbreaking.
It's like King's giving me tips on how to promo.
The Taint will be back under. There's another thread in that free forum about The Taint.
I can't wait to read that one.
I love people
the one
love it.
That says, I used to be good, but apparently now I'm not. I lost my sparkling wit, I guess.
Lost your smile.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to get through all these. This is fantastic.
So we got a lot on tap here at the Torch. We got Caldwell's Eddie Guerrero DVD review day 2. Apparently it's going to be a 25-day manifesto.
Yeah, it just reminded me of that show 30 Days or something. Like James Caldwell is going to be step-by-step walking us through each minute of this DVD. I believe if you go to Best Buy and you get the Ultimate Guerrero set, it's literally 1,000 hours of Eddie Guerrero matches and video, and maybe James Caldwell is going to transcribe each and every single one of those hours from the looks of it.
Not only is doing that, but he's telling us why they're important.
Oh, okay.
So, I got into it with him a little bit about telling him that I'd rather see his Bret Hart book review, and he said that Bret's not relevant right now. And I pointed out that the book was just released in the U.S., and he didn't have a rebuttal for that. So
Was Bret Hart or Bret Hart not mocked on Monday Night Raw literally last week?
Yeah, that would be a perfect time, to put the book review up. Bret the Hitman Hoss.
I make tough choices, as they say.
Yeah, we all do. So, what do we got on tap first here today? We're going to go into the last call with Raven and Sandman.
Let's do it.
All right. New release from Big Vision Entertainment, and it was supposed to be an Ultimate Insiders series taping that had hosted by Dr. Keith. And basically, it turned into one of the biggest train wrecks I've seen this side of New Jack Honky Tonk Man and Iron Sheik's, whatever they called it, the RF video release.
Yeah, it went so off the rails, you halfway expected to see Eric Sims trying to put himself over at some point during the shoot. It went that far out of it, and you almost could feel for Keith Lipinski, who clearly, at the beginning of it, thought this was going to go in a different direction. You could almost see his soul being sucked out of him as these wrestlers just bigfooted him, as Wade Keller would say.
Yeah, he looked so sad when he signed off at the end of the DVD that I almost want to get a handkerchief and wipe the tear from his eye.
Well, before we get to the DVD show, let's go to the presentation. Explain the DVD cover. Thumbs up. What do you think?
Yeah, the DVD cover is awesome. It's got like a Cheers theme to it, like the way the old TV show Cheers. It has that kind of logo that says Last Call, and it has a picture of Raven the Sandman and the Goathead, which plays a prominent role, the Goathead explains a lot about this DVD, and it's got the two of them sitting there drunk off their asses, and it's just a great-looking cover. It's got, it says it's hosted by Dr. Keith Lipinski. It's got, like, some real shots, you know, look like a film reel on the bottom from the shoot with Terry Funk, and New Jack looks like he's about to rape Dr. Keith at some point, and it's a hell of a cover. And
the back cover is just as good, and the writing on it really displays a sense of it not taking itself seriously. You know, I think on the back it has a quote from the Sandman, that's the dumbest question I ever heard. You know, it has a very sharp sense of humor, and this DVD cover is definitely in the top three of any wrestling company ever. I mean, this is exactly what we're saying that wrestling needs to do to stand out and make people buy it. You know, this, if you're at a store, if you're at the ROH gimmick table, and you're even thinking of buying a DVD, this is going to say, buy me. You know what I mean? Like, very good DVDs, too. Awesome. Awesome work.
I mean, especially if you've seen some of the RF video Raven or Sandman releases in the past. One of the ROH ones with Raven and Sandman was one of my favorites as well, where they kind of just, like, BS'd around for a couple hours. I believe they did a couple of those with ROH. And anyways... I was really looking forward to this. Well, I could say I knew what was coming because word kind of circulated around what went down, but I didn't realize that it went this far south from what Keith was expecting and what he got. And, I mean, we can kind of get into it now. Right away, you can kind of tell that Raven, Sandman are in no mood to answer any questions or anything. Keith asked,